Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall.
Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. How are the saints of God doing today? How are the overcomers doing? Are you ready to get up and run your race today? You're going to have to do that. We can't be like the hare and the tortoise and just kind of assume that we're going to win the race at a last dash. We have to be running daily our race. We talked about it last night at our Bible study. You could actually go to Facebook or YouTube and look at last night's broadcast, and you'll see that we studied on the running of our race and some principles that I think will help each and every one of us. So get up, run your race, get your cup of Java, wherever you are in the world, welcome. It's so good to be broadcasting live on Omega Radio, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, and where else are we? I always forget where we are. Facebook. Oh, that's right. Okay, so we're there too. So as long as we have the platform, we're going to use it. And we're going to utilize this time together to equip the saints. Folks, we are in a very real battle as Christian men and women. And when I say Christian, I don't mean organized religious systems. I'm talking about real Christians, those who have been born again, those who are filled with the Holy Spirit, those who really love the Lord Jesus Christ, love the gospel, not only to hear it, but obeyed it, has brought about a transformation. Listen, we are in a very real battle, and the principalities and the powers that are aligning themselves against everything that is called God, they are very real. We're told in the book of Revelation that the Antichrist, the beast, working through the power of the great dragon, is going to oppose everything that is called God. There is a force in the universe, on this earth, in the mind of men, in the spiritual realm, okay? There is a force that is growing in hatred, enmity, animosity, violence, corruption, depravity. It's very real. Now, it's nothing new. From the very beginning of time, in the first prophecy in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, it talked about the enmity between this serpent seed and the woman. And so there is genuine hostility that has been in the earth against the purposes of God. And any individual that has been born again into the purposes of God has become the target of warfare against this principality and power. What Christians have been finding out in the last 2,000 years is there is a dunamis power, a can-do, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And Christians have tapped into the divine power that in the name of Jesus, they have victory over all the powers of darkness. However, Christians must run their race and be very careful not to get sidetracked or to get off track or to look back, or we talked about it last night, all the things you do and you don't do when you're running a race. And so what I wanted to just say briefly again is don't think for a minute as a believer in Jesus Christ that you are not targeted as an enemy of the world, as the enemy of Satan, as the enemy of every diabolical scheme and trick, because quite frankly, in the world, people's minds are shrouded in the deception and the darkness and the delusion. They don't know that they're on the wide road that leads to destruction. They've been captivated by the powers of darkness. You and I were once there, but we have been saved by grace, and we are on another path. And because of that faith in Jesus Christ, we became the enemy of Lucifer, who hates Jesus. He hates God. He hates everything about God. So when somebody on this earth claims to represent God or to believe in God or love God or have faith in God, they become the enemy. I don't care if you're a grandma. I don't care if you're a little child who loves Jesus. It doesn't matter. You become the enemy. Now, what's really cool is because you and I have been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ, we are under a supernatural hedge of protection. And I don't know exactly how that works, but I do know that if God had not sent his holy angels to protect the heirs of salvation and to minister to the heirs of salvation, if we were left to our own selves in our immaturity and our carnality and our flesh as we're growing in the Lord, we would have been wiped out long ago. But God has sent in the supernatural, in the spiritual realm, there are angels that are ministering to the heirs of salvation globally all over the world. They have been from the beginning of time. Angels of God are protecting us against forces we're not aware of. And if there were no angels and the devil that has such vehement hatred were permitted to release upon everyone who believes, we would have been destroyed by that power. But there is an angelic power all around us. Those angels are around your home. They are around your children, your grandchildren, your family, and those who are vulnerable because they haven't believed or in rebellion. You keep praying for them, and God hears prayers for God's mercy, right, to lead them to salvation as well. But then there is also another spiritual dynamic for you and I, and that is we have received the infilling, the indwelling of God's Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit is a teacher, a comforter, a guide. It leads us, reveals to us, and Holy Spirit is in us. And Christ in us, the hope of glory, now we have this dunamis. He said, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So when the Holy Spirit came into your life, when you asked God after believing in his Son and said, Father God, because I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, your word says I could ask you for the Holy Spirit and you will give it. So when you asked in faith for the Holy Spirit to come into your life and you got filled with the Holy Spirit and were baptized in the Holy Spirit and you had the elementary principles of the kingdom of heaven in operation, there is a force of God on the inside of you that is way beyond your own personal abilities or giftings, okay? It's God's Spirit that is at work giving you and I a spiritual intelligence about what's happening. That's why I can confidently say today that if you're a true believer, you are the target of the enemy. Now, what I really like to do is turn that around and say, now, because you and I are believers, the enemy is our target. We, the body of Christ, the ecclesia, are to target the enemy. And when we are operating in the fullness of the Spirit, there's a release of divine power that destroys yokes that the devil tries to do. That's why we go into this world and we pull people out of the darkness, because of the message that we have when it's spoken by the power of the Spirit. So we are in a very real battle. And you're in a very real battle. And you have to get up every day like I do, and you have to fight the good fight of faith. It is a long distance race. It is not a sprint. It is a long distance race. It's one day at a time. But it's time to get up and get your running shoes on today. Put the joy of the Lord as the gasoline in your engine. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. Put on the full armor of God. Put on Christ. Anoint your head with oil. Don't look back. Look forward. We're coming to the end of this race in our generation. And we're about to encounter some pretty horrific forces. But again, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We are going to win this race. And we are going to endure the chastening of the Lord, where he has to correct us, where we have to be chastised for behavior, conduct, misunderstandings. God is working in our lives to bring us into a maturity so that we will be able to stand in the last days. A little child won't have as much strength as a full-grown adult. And a technon in the kingdom of heaven, a little child, is not really fit for the battle as a huios, a mature son or daughter of God, one that is like Jesus in nature and character. So everything you're going through in your life is designed by God to forge an internal character and a divine nature and an anointed word of God coming out of your mouth, speaking the word of God in faith, moving mountains, healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out devils. Quite frankly, your adversary, the devil that roars about like a lion when he sees you, should be terrified and run in another direction. But sometimes because of his hubris and proud and arrogance, he likes to war against the things of God. But God allows that just to show his strength. And God is showing his strength in your life right now by the things he has brought you through. The victories that you have accomplished or that have been accomplished on your behalf, the victory of Christ in you, that is God showing off. Because you and I keep turning to the Lord, we keep trusting God. And to me, that's what this Christian walk is all about. But I saw last night with my own eyes the vile hatred, the growing animosity and enmity and hostility that is growing in this world against God. It is blasphemy extraordinaire. It is wicked and corrupt and evil. And when you see those things, they are unnerving, because most of us, we don't live within the context of that kind of an ugly environment, but it's out there. It's everywhere and it's growing. There used to be a little resistance against it. Laws actually protected our society from certain things from taking place. But now those laws are out of the way. The restraint in man's heart, maybe that little bit of fear of God, that nagging little conscious, subconscious thought, man, I better not do this. God may be watching. I think that has been absolutely abandoned by many in this world, and they're letting it rip. They, the world, the satanic, are effulgencing. In other words, they're putting on display. They're outraying out of themselves the wicked corruption. And yet the ecclesia ought to be effulgencing as well the glory and the light of Jesus Christ. And this is a battle. And I want to encourage you today in your battle, but let's stay tuned to what's happening around the world right now. What I would like to do, I want to read a brief article to you coming out of CBN News this morning. And we're told in a wing of a Miami area 12-story condo collapsed while everyone was sleeping. At least one person is dead at this time. Here's the story. It's in Surfside, Florida. A wing of a 12-story beachfront apartment building collapsed in a town outside Miami early Thursday morning. That's today. Killing at least one person while trapping residents in rubble and twisted metal. Scores of rescuers pulled survivors from the debris as a cloud of dust floated through the neighborhood. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett warned during a news conference that the building manager told him the tower was quite full and the death toll was likely to rise. The building, he said, is literally pancaked. That is heartbreaking because it doesn't mean to me that we are going to be as successful as we wanted to be in finding people alive. 10 people were treated at the scene and 2 were brought to the hospital, one of whom died, Burkett said, adding that 15 families walked out of the building on their own. The collapse left a number of apartments in the still standing part of the building exposed. Television footage showed bunk beds, tables, and chairs still left inside the damaged apartments. Air conditioner units were hanging from some parts of the building where wires were dangled. Work is currently being done on the building's roof, but Burkett said he did not see how that could have caused the collapse. Authorities didn't say what the cause may be. I've lived here my whole life, and I've never seen anything like this happen, the mayor said. Barry Cohen, a former vice mayor of Surfside who lives in the building, said he heard loud noises in the middle of the night. I heard an incredible bang, and I figured it was a lightning storm. I realized it didn't stop and kept on going for like 30 seconds, Cohen said. I called out to my wife. I said, what's going on? Do you hear this? And Santo Magil, 50 years old, told the Miami Herald that his wife called him from the building where she was working as an aide for an elderly woman. She said she heard a big explosion. It felt like an earthquake, Magil told the newspaper. He said she later called him and said rescuers were bringing her down. All right, so there's just a little bit more to this that we want to see in the article. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue was conducting search and rescue operations and said in a tweet that more than 80 units were on scene with assistance from municipal fire departments. We're on the scene, so it's still very active, said Sergeant Marion Cruz of the Surfside Police Department. What I can tell you is the building is 12 floors. The entire backside of the building has collapsed. The collapse appeared to affect one leg of the L-shaped tower. Piles of rubble and debris surrounded the area just outside the building, and cars up to 2 blocks away were coated with a light layer of dust from the debris. Teams of firefighters walked through the rubble, picking up survivors and carrying them from the wreckage. The police blocked nearby roads and scores of fire and rescue vehicles, ambulances, and police cars swarmed the area, so you can imagine. The Seaside condo development was built in 1981 in the southeast corner of Surfside. It had a few 2-bedroom units currently on the market with asking prices of $600,000 to $700,000. Two-bedroom apartment, can you imagine that? Condo. The area has a mix of new and old apartment buildings, houses and hotels, with restaurant stores serving an international combination of restaurants and tourists. And the community provides a stark contrast from bustle and glitz of nearby South Beach with a slower-paced neighborhood feel. All right, so we're reading the story today of a building that collapsed while people were sleeping, and they're expecting the death toll to rise. Right now we know there's one person dead. There are other things going on around the world, and there are these images that we could probably report, but immediately upon reading the story of what happened early this morning in Florida about a collapsed building, Luke chapter 13, there were present at that season in verse 1 that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you no, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And then Jesus went on to say, or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them. Do you think they were sinners above all the men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you no, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Jesus is talking about a collapse, a tower that killed people. And rather than any other dialogue you could possibly think about, he turns to the people and he says to them, it's going to happen to you too. It may not be in a building collapse, and it may not be Pilate mingling your blood with sacrifices, but unless you repent, you too shall perish. You too shall perish. It's a tough word, isn't it? It's a tough word. And it's a message to the whole world. It's a message to believers. And it's a message of warning. What was Jesus knowing? What was he saying? I mean, we could refer to calamities. I mean, just start at 9/11/2001. Look at all the calamities that have hit our nation and the nations of the earth. Everything from hurricanes to pandemics to floods to fires to tornadoes to school shootings, church shootings, concert shootings, mall shootings. Think about all the stuff that's going on in society presently. Now, there are forces in the earth that don't care about you and I repenting. They don't care if you repent. They don't care if I repent. They mock. They laugh at that whole idea of repentance. You have to understand that there's something happening to men's minds. You have to understand that demonic spirits are taking over the mind of the masses. You have to understand this. It's a very subtle thing. I know we're all very concerned about vaccinations and how it genetically, you know, recreates everything in us and all the conversation about that. But I want to tell you something. Even if there was never a COVID-19, if there was never masked social distancing, vaccinations, if this whole thing didn't happen in the last year and a half, there was still an invasion taking place in humanity. It was a spiritual invasion. And what needed to happen for the demonic spirits to invade the mind of man was to remove the layer of protection from man, to get man into such a state of rebellion against God. In other words, promote everything that God condemns. Cause it to abound in society. Remove laws of sanctity and morality. Take away the hedge of protection on 9/11. If it said anything to us, 911, that's the wake-up call. That's the emergency call. I really believe God was saying on 9/11, the hedge is being removed. So when he removes his hedge from a nation, you can begin to see all this gnarly, demonic stuff infiltrate. And just go back to 19. Yeah, I mean, you can go further back than you want to. Let's just go back to 2001. Now, we're 20 years down the road since 9/11, when the 911 emergency call came, the hedge came down, and what has happened to our country? Think about it. Think about what happened in 2015. And I know I'm fast forwarding 14 years on this, but our judiciary, the Supreme Court of the United States of America, allowed men to marry men and women to marry women. You say, oh, here he goes again with the homosexuality thing. No, but listen, that law was satanically inspired to remove the layers of protection over men. Okay, you have to understand that there's a hedge, there's an ozone layer that protects the earth from all the elements, the sun rays, right? And then we have this radiation belt around us, so asteroids burn up when they get into it, so it protects the earth. There are certain immunities. The earth has an immune system. Think about it. The earth has an immune system. It has a protective hedge. And when that ozone layer gets broken through, and when those massive comets or asteroids or meteorites break through and somehow get into the earth, we get struck, right? So what the enemy has been doing in the United States of America and all over the world, but in this last bastion of freedom, which was a Judeo-Christian nation, was weakening the defense mechanism of morality. What protected our society were the moral laws of God. What protected our society was our understanding of the righteous standard of God. We knew it in our generation. That's why we didn't have a swear word on television until Gone with the Wind. And when that word came out in the movie Gone with the Wind, everybody was in shock, right? It was against the law to watch pornography or to bring forth pornography in our society. It was against the law to have an abortion. It was against the law to commit a homosexual act. All these things were taboo in a society that was protected by moral righteousness. Well, what the enemy did was he began to war against the moral righteousness within our nation purposely. Because you go back and you hear once again the Russian Kremlin, we're going to destroy the United States of America without a shot fired. We're going to go after the family. We're going to rip the shred. We're going to rip to shreds the fabric of their society that holds things together, which was family. So they labored to destroy the family. But it was purposeful intent to separate the family, break the family, weaken the foundation, take away the hedge, infiltrate the mind. And all of a sudden, through all these years, we stand with, and I would say that the United States of America has AIDS. It has an immunity, autoimmune deficiency, right? So the immunity that is to protect the body of Americans has been destroyed. There is nothing restraining anymore. There's no resistance. And when you take away the resistance, every chemical, every virus, every bacteria, but more than that, the demonic spirits were able to enter into the mind of man. I'm saying before we need a vaccination to change our genetic code, I believe it's already been at work for years that the demonic invasion, the spiritual invasion into the children, into the young adults, into the teenagers, into the 30s and into, you know, the upper echelons of aged society with elders, those who have rejected the knowledge of Jesus Christ became vulnerable to the demonic spirits. Now, we on this radio broadcast, I want to make this abundantly clear, and I want to say it to every person that's listening or watching right now. From this pulpit, this man you're looking at, that I'm telling you this by years of experience, not just from the hip, from years of experience, what we have concluded is that regardless of how loud we shout against homosexuality, abortion, the left, corruption, the people, you know, the evil, the bottom line is if Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Jerry Nadler ever knocked on our door, we would give them cold water and food if they needed it. If they're a homosexual man, a lesbian woman, a transgender man, what we have determined, what we have concluded by our actions through the years in this ministry is we love people. We hate the sin that is destroying people, and we hate the promotion of evil by certain people. That's why we yell against it, right? But when it comes to people, there's not a person on this earth that if they wanted to turn to Jesus and ask God for forgiveness, whether they were murderers, rapists, pedophiles, homosexuals, liars, thieves, it doesn't matter. Black, red, white, yellow, brown, it doesn't matter. If a person desires forgiveness and they want God in their life and they want change, we have enough love of God in our hearts to reach out to that individual and share the love of Christ that they may receive the same benefit of God's mercy that we have received in our lives. Because quite frankly, all sinners, we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Therefore, we all needed redemption and salvation. And it began with us turning to the Lord. So we really do love human beings. But what we're witnessing is that human beings are being taken over by demonic spirits because there's no longer a hedge. Now, for the Christian, we have a seal on our lives. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit of God, according to the Word of God in Ephesians 1. We are sealed with that spirit. We are authenticated. We belong to the Lord. We've been bought with a price. So we have a supernatural protection with the angels and with the Holy Spirit, with Christ in us, the Word of God in us. These are our strengths, the world around you, that for years, a generation has rejected the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ. They have no protection. So what's happening, it's not just the vaccination that has this DNA transformation stuff in it. It is the demonic that has infiltrated their minds. They thought they were wise because they had an intelligence, but it was not Holy Spirit intelligence. The world today is operating in a demonic intelligence. It is operating out of a fallen intelligence. We, the believer, have a greater intelligence than the world. Our intelligence comes from God, from the Holy Spirit, from the scriptures. We have a divine intelligence to know the truth. The world operates in the vanity and the futility of the intelligence of Satan, who is very serpent-like, very crafty. So the world has become this, along with the added reality of the corruption, the depravity, and the vile ill affections for everything that God condemns and hates. Is that clear enough? Do you get it? You are already living in an environment where Satan and the demons have infiltrated the mind of man. And that's why the rebellion is so intense against it. So intense against it. All right. So having said that, let me say good morning to our friends. I think we're broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. I hope so. I heard a little noise going on there, so I'm not really sure. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, please press 1 on your dial pad. Let me know that we're still coming through loud and clear. I want to say good morning to our brother Ken Wagner this morning. Good morning to you, Saints, Pastor Vincent, all the Saints. Ken Wagner is a pastor at New Wine Ministries. He and Peggy just suffered the loss of Peggy's brother in Arizona last night. His name was Bob. Bob passed away. And so I'm asking you to pray for Ken and Peggy Wagner, undergird them in Jesus' name. I want to thank you for the ones that were just pushed on Blog Talk. Thank you so much. Good morning to Charlotte Gotch. God bless you, Charlotte. So glad you're tuning into the broadcast today. Vinny Pots and Pans, good morning. Vincenzo and Saints, good morning to you, Vinny. Let's see. Where are we here? Kevin Hauger, good morning. Last night was an awesome Bible study. Thank you, Kevin. I thought it was too, quite frankly. Cindy Messman, good morning, Pastor Vincent. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for the haircut. You're the best. God bless you. Thank you. And Sieta, perfect. We're blessed. We have two beauticians at New Wine Ministries. Brenda Torville. Brenda, what a pleasant conversation we had yesterday. Thank you for calling me, and thank you for being so willing to support this ministry with your finances. God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. But more than your giving to the ministry was your appreciation for what we're doing. Thank you so much, Brenda, for sharing that appreciation with me yesterday. It refreshed my heart and still does today. Vinny Pots and Pans, please remember to hit the like button, all right? If you like this broadcast, our advocate is back, Vinny Pots and Pans. Hit the like button. Carol Carey, good morning, Saints. Good morning to you, Carol. Shirley Wolseley's with us this morning. Good morning to you, Shirley. God bless you. All the way from Texas, if I'm not mistaken. Friends of Melody and Robert, family, God bless you. We love you. River of Fire Ministries, that's Pastor David and Victoria Obenauer up in South Dakota. Good morning to you. God bless you. Kathy Brunn, South Dakota. Good morning from South Dakota. I plan to finish the race that is set before me by the grace of God. Amen. We're all going to run this race, and that's what we're talking about today. Vinny Pots and Pans says, when you hit the like button, Saints, it will help others find us here. All right. We're together on this. I like it. Keith Carey, good morning, Pastor Vincent and Kathy, Kevin, Ken, all Irish names. I have an Irish name? Yeah, I don't think so. But anyways, it's okay. It could be Irish. How would you say that? I have to give an Irish accent, Keith. All right, anyways, Vinny, I'm back home from vacation, ready for new manna for today. Well, let's hope so. Hi, you, Keith, from Vinny Pots and Pans. good passage in Luke 21, Pastor Vincent, especially where 34, 35, 36, wow, time to be very watchful, like Jesus told us. Thanks for speaking the truth. You're welcome. And thank God, if we did anything else, we'd be in a lot of trouble. 20 saints here, hit the like button, saints. All right, Joyce Young, good morning. Good morning to Ken and Joyce. We love you both. Cindy, love this broadcast. All right, so with that being said, we are in a very real spiritual battle, and you and I are going to win. We are going to win. And I'm telling you, I understand what happens when the satanic, when the demonic rallies against your life. But I want you to know something. You're not alone. You are not alone in your spiritual battle. Listen to me. If you were alone, you would not be here today. If God had abandoned you, you would not be breathing right now. You would not be listening to this broadcast right now. God has been with you since the day you believed in him and came to him, because it was God that chose you. It was God that went after you. It was God that sent forth his spirit and his son and his angels and his ministers to minister to you, to bring you to Christ. He's been with you since the day you believed. When you asked him to be the Lord of your life and to save you, he has never abandoned you. Whatever you have been through in your life, God went through it with you. I believe that. I believe the only reason why we're standing right now is because God is with us. The people on this planet, 8 billion, they say, 7 to 8 billion are people are around the planet right now. And we have found evidence, proof positive, that there is an oligarchy of elites that operate in the higher and the upper echelons of this world who are the satanic priesthood. These are human beings that hate God, hate Christians, hate Jesus, hate love. They hate it all, okay? This oligarchy of satanic priests have power in every mechanism or fabric of our society, in the news media, Hollywood, politics, the global elite. They are an upper echelon. Probably have never heard their names. We throw names like George Soros, the Rockefeller Foundation, Bill Gates. Folks, I don't think the names of these people have ever been mentioned, but when the devil hits the earth, that administration is going to show itself, and people are going to be amazed at what comes out of the darkness. But these people have their agents all over the world. They have their agents in Christian religion. They have their agents in the Masonic lodges. They have their agents in Illuminati. They have their agents everywhere, in all governments around the world, in all religions, Islam, all of it, Judaism. They're infiltrating every fabric of society. These agents have been working to diminish the protection off of the human race so that the demonic can invade the human race and take over, so that the human race will worship the beast and worship the dragon. That's what Revelation 13 says, that the whole world, can we read it one more time? Because I want to show you where things are going. They're not intending, there's going to be a population reduction to that, there's no issue. They are going to reduce the population. The Bible says that half the population of the world will be gone before the Antichrist makes landfall. Okay? That's biblical. I'm telling you what the word says. If you want to get into scripture and show it, we could do that. So the Bible actually talks about half the population, that would be about 4 billion people, being gone before the Antichrist comes to rule and reign over every tribe, tongue, and nation. Let's get in there. Revelation chapter 13 says it this way, and I'm just going to pick it up in verse 3. Let's go to verse 4. And they worshiped the dragon. Now let's go to verse 1. You ready? What's the purpose in rushing? Revelation 13, 1. Now remember, everything that's happening in the world for the last 2,000 years has been moving towards this direction. Now the world, through technology, has come to a much smaller place where it's easier to control all over the world, right? Technological advances. Daniel said in the last days, knowledge would increase. Technology has exploded. People would be traveling all over the world. We are the generation. Israel became a nation. Don't forget these prophetic, powerful signs that say something to our generation that could have never been said to any other generation in the history of the world, except maybe what was going on in the days of Noah. We just don't know. We weren't there. But right now, we have a history. We know that we came out of no electricity, the 1700s, into where we live today. Okay? So Bible prophecy has been fulfilled. And so this is what is forming. This is what is coming. And John saw it. And he said in Revelation 13:1, I stood upon the sand of the sea. I saw a beast rise up out of the sea. It had 7 heads and 10 horns. Upon his horns, 10 crowns. Upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. He had feet as a bear. He had the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and seat and great authority. We've already learned, Daniel chapter 7, these descriptions represent ancient empires. They represent the Babylonian Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, the Grecian Empire. The dragon here is the devil, obviously. But even in scripture, the great red dragon was known as Egypt in Ezekiel, tells us, tell Pharaoh. Now I'm going to have to go back there and get it. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that great dragon. Okay, so Egypt was known as the great dragon. It had a pharaoh. So the great dragon represented an empire, a nation. In the last days, there will be a great red dragon. Could be China. Could be just communism around the world, which is growing. Both China and communism are growing around the world. So it's a global empire, probably under the United Nations, because it carries all the ancient Islamic power as well. All right, so we're not reading this for that, so we could get into that again. But China, communism, these things growing around the world. Now, it says that he, in his mouth, as the mouth of a lion, the dragon gave him his power, his seat, and great authority. I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. His deadly wound was healed. Probably communism. And all the world wondered after the beast. How much of the world? All the world. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. This is what the nations are being primed for as we speak. The nations of the earth have been undergoing a transformation through social engineering, mind control, conditioning of the mind. This is real. We're not making this up. You could tell by, why do you think they, you know, flood every house in the world with that one-eyed beast called the television? And they just keep pushing their narrative. They push their doctrine. They push their agenda. Why do you think in 2015, the Supreme Court of the United States legalized men marrying men and women marrying women? Because the sitcoms coming out of Hollywood for years started promoting families and these types of relationships, normalizing it with the fake clap and laughter machines behind the sitcoms, making America adapt to it, tolerate it, embrace it, accept it, capitulate with it. So years of programming, years of conditioning, now laws are actually advocating, and we're there. This is how it works. There's been an ongoing. Most people's reality is not reality. Most people's perception is a flawed perception. You and I boast nothing of our ability to perceive. Our perception comes from the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. We have the truth of God, and I'm telling you, the evil, vile, demonic, wicked spirits that are operating at the end of the age that corrupt human beings, there's going to be a price to be paid. I'm warning you, I'm telling you, if you side with the darkness and you move in the corruption and it takes you over, you are going to regret it throughout eternity. And what we're here to do is not just a rail on human beings. We're trying to save human beings, but human beings have given themselves over to something stronger than a vaccination. They've given themselves over to demonic spirit, and here's how it works. He goes on to say, and the people were worshiping the dragon, which gave power to the beast. They worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? So here you have the whole world. Listen to what it says in the latter part here. All the world wondered after the beast, and they worshiped. So they wonder, they worship, they say, who can make war with the beast? Verse 5, and there was given unto him a mouth, the beast, who has got blasphemy all over, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 3.5 years, 42 months, 1260 days. They're all the same time. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God. It's happening right now in this world louder than ever before. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. I'm telling you, there's war coming. It's a higher level of spiritual warfare than what most saints have ever known. And not only was he given this time to make war, but to overcome them, which means the church during the Great Tribulation is going to have very little to say. They're not going to have very much. I don't know where people come up with their ideas about there's going to be this great revival breaking out. Listen, when the tribulation gets here, the saints will be overcome. They will have no influence in this world. And that's just a reality. And it says power was given him over. This is power given to the beast. Listen, this is where it's going. This is what the nations are being primed for. Power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. All. I don't know where Bible preachers get, well, there's going to be a spare name. No. The saints will be overcome, meaning they will have no influence. All the kindreds, tongues, and nations. The beast will have power over them, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb. Now, is your name written in the book of life? Yes, we say. Then you will not worship him. You will be an overcomer, but you will be the target. Okay, the saints that he overcomes are those who are not receiving the mark of the beast. Their names are going to remain in the book of life, because anybody that capitulates to receive the mark of the beast or worships this dragon beast system, their name will be blotted out of the book of life. That's the Bible. Now, it says again, all that dwell upon the earth. What is that? All nations, all kindreds, all tongues shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb. Now, what I love, just quickly, in Revelation 15, it tells us something. It says in Revelation 15, verse 1, I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. Now, those seven plagues of the wrath of God is in Revelation 16. That was not during the Great Tribulation. The Great Tribulation is not the wrath of God. It is the wrath of the dragon and the beast. Okay, and it's against the church. It's against God. All right, now it says in verse 2 of Revelation 15, and I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name stand on the sea of glass having the harps of God. What are these? These are those who did not worship, did not bow, did not capitulate. Their names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and they got the victory over the beast. In other words, many of them were slain. Many of them were persecuted. Many of them were martyred. Many of them were afflicted. Many of them were in all kinds of trouble, but they got the victory over the beast. They were here to get the victory over. They weren't taken away to escape. They got the victory over it by not participating with it. Come on. Here they are right there. You are called to be an overcomer, and you need to know, going back to 13, you're living at a time when the global reality of things in the satanic has been laboring an entire, I mean, forever, from the beginning of time, but specifically in the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, in this generation, since Israel became a nation in 1948, 70 years is a generation, 80 if by strength. We are 73 years into Israel being a nation. That means there's 7 years left. According to the Bible, the biblical pattern, a generation is 70 years, 80 if by strength. Israel is 73. So everybody that's living since 1948 is living within the context of the generation, the final generation, the generation that shall not pass without all these things being fulfilled, Jesus said. There's 7 years left. 7 years? What's going on in the world in which we live? There is a rapid acceleration to get the mind of the masses infiltrated by the powers of darkness. Those who are already infiltrated by the powers of darkness or are deceived by the demonic are most likely going to continue on in receiving the mark of the beast, whether it's the vaccination or whether it is a DNA transformational digital code that's going to enter in and they're going to give their arms to them, say, here, inject me. I demand you to give me this vaccination, right? Because of fear, manipulation, deception. So I wanted to be very clear about this, that it is the demonic invasion, the spiritual war of Satan and all the demons who control the systems of the world. They control the banking system. They control the media. They control Hollywood. They control governments. They control institutions of learning, corporations, businesses. I'm telling you, they're agents, this unseeable, unknown, satanic oligarchy of satanic priests that you've probably never heard of and never seen. You know, you ever watch one of those movies like in 24, Keith or Sutherland? Remember the 24 series? There was this really bad guy, and he was like the bad guy. But then you found out there was another bad guy behind him, and then another bad guy, and they kept going until they found who was the really bad. And they never found who the really. Listen, we've never heard of the oligarchy of satanic priests that served Lucifer directly. But we know that they rule over people. They blackmail them. They use them. Their governments, they give them power. Satan says today, worship me and I will give you all these things. And there are many that bowed the knee that are worshiping Satan, fulfilling his plans in the world, doing his business as simple worshipers of the dragon. Now, Jesus was tempted by the devil and he said, get out of here, right? So what's going on? Our generation has been invaded because the protection and the hedge is gone. There are no longer any laws protecting our society. And you travel around the world. Muslim nations are probably better off, if I could just compare it in law. I mean, you go to some of these places, it's illegal to be a homosexual. It's illegal to have an abortion. They are actually possessing laws that we once had to protect their society just in a moral righteousness. But America has fallen so far away that we don't even have a law anymore that protects our children, for goodness sake. What's happened? The infiltration of demonic spirits through years of control and conditioning of the people to let down, pull down, and they diminish the protection. Now the invasions come. And you're living in a world where people are demonically possessed in their souls. They are demon-possessed people. In their soul, they have been corrupted. The kill shot, it's kind of like the invasion of the body snatchers. Remember with Donald Sutherland, Keith Sutherland's father, Donald Sutherland? The invasion of the body snatchers. What happened? There were humans. They were walking around. They were going to work. They were doing their jobs. They were traveling, they were eating, they were drinking, they were moving, but they were possessed. The invasion of the body snatchers. It was a foretelling of the time where demons would take over the human race. Donald Sutherland fought and fought and fought through the whole movie to not get snatched or invaded until the very end of the movie where his friend comes out. Are you there? And he gets that wild look in his eyes. Oh, it's creepy, right? The invasion of the body snatchers. It was a foretelling of what has happened in our society. Let me take a look at some of our friends on our chat room. Let's see, going back here. All right, let's see, Vinny Potsipans, we saints have already won. Amen, we have the victory. Now walk in it, run it out. Shirley Woolsey, thank you for speaking the truth. You're welcome. Michael Brown or Michelle Brown's with us today. Speak the truth. Thank you, Michelle. Certainly doing that by the grace of God. Half of the body of Christ has aligned themselves to this. Yeah. Most professing Christians, and that's the greater deception, isn't it? I believe in Jesus, but yet they've sided with the demonic. It's crazy. All right. Thank you for the truth. You are welcome. Vinny Potsipans, the Pope is a demonic demon. Probably. Terry Shannon, hello everyone in Arkansas. Hello, Terry. Welcome to the broadcast as well. So this is what we have going on. So we love human beings, all of them. But when they're taken over by the demonic and they're the agents of Satan and they have been so taken over, they are beyond salvation. Well, we must expose and cry out and say, hey, Barack Obama, you're an agent of the devil. And he says, probably, you know, in some place, of course I am. Joe Biden, you're an agent of the devil. Kamala Harris, you're an agent of the devil. Congress of the United States, many of you are agents of the devil. Senate, many of you are the agents of the devil. Supreme Court, many of you are agents of the devil. Hollywood, you are agents of the devil. And I can go out to the professors and go throughout entertainment industry, agents of the devil everywhere. Their minions are everywhere controlled by demons with the upper echelon. And the population, the citizenry, have been manipulated, mentally conditioned, dumbed down, infiltrated, broken into, distracted, and are ready to be led away into eternal destruction for one generation. Our generation, since Israel became a nation, Bible prophecy is exploding. And you and I, who are born again, are running a race. We are fighting a fight. We have the victory according to our faith to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. Yes, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. If we die having not been taken over by this atmosphere, we win. If we live and remain until the coming of the Lord, we win. The only thing is right now, dear Christian, is put on the full armor of God. Cover yourself in the blood of Jesus. Psalm 91 is your golden certificate. You are fully vaccinated by the J-Con vaccination, the Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You don't need any other vaccination, but remember, you also protect yourself from lying spirits, lust spirits, hate spirits, critical spirits, hypocritical spirits, judgmental spirits, angry spirits. You have to know that all around you, the demons are circling, looking for access into your soul, like a virus. But if your immune system is intact, if your immune system is strong, those viruses cannot invade it. There'll be something to attack that and overcome it. And the greater is he that is in you is what goes out and attacks what's trying to hurt you. You understand what I'm saying? So you cannot walk in willful sin. You cannot afford to be playing around with the things of this world. None of us can. I'm not advocating go run in a cave and hide. I have the most abundant life I think a man could ever ask for, a very simple little life, simple, tiny little life, but very blessed by God's touches on it. You live in a shack, and if God's touch is on it, it's brilliant, right? I'm not advocating going and hiding in a cave and fretting. I'm saying don't touch what is evil. The word of God says, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you and be a God unto you and a father unto you, and I will walk in you, right? Put away the cigarettes. Put away the pornography. Put away the drink. Put away the garbage, the marijuana. Christians in church smoking marijuana. Put it away. It's a deception. It'll infiltrate. It'll open you up to demonic spirits. Put it away. Repent. Unless you repent, which means turning away. Don't turn on the one-eyed beast in your home, the television, and get the popcorn and feed on the demonic. I made a massive mistake. You know, because I sit here, I feel very responsible to share what I believe God is revealing through his word. You know, there's a lot of podcasts that don't read scripture. I do, and I don't think it's boring. I think it's super important to educate God's people with the word of God and then look through the biblical lens at the signs of the times and then deal with them with a proper interpretation. But you know, when my brother Don, who was on yesterday, magnificent ministry yesterday, when he sent me the clip about Utopia 2020, and for those of you who have not heard this, remember, in 2013, Utopia, it was a British series. And they created this British series called Utopia in 2013, came out of Britain, and it was all about a flu that would infect the world on purpose by the government. The government would infect the world, and then the world would beg, yea, even demand a vaccination. The government, operating on the Hegelian dialectic, created a crisis, had the solution in mind all along. So they create the problem, the people beg for a solution, they give them the solution, which in this show, Utopia, is a vaccination. The only thing is in the show, they put something in the vaccination that would depopulate the earth. In 2019, Utopia, they call it Utopia 2020. In 2019, October 17th, they finalized the series. They took an old one and they redid it. And in October 17th, 2019, it was finished. October 17th. The new series, Utopia 2020, came out. Don shared a 5-minute clip with me about it and what it was all about, which was I just said. Infect the earth, have a solution that they'll beg for, put into the vaccine what you have to control the world. This was on October 17th. It was completed. The series then went forth. On October 18th, 2019, the next day, there was a global simulation called Event 201. Event 201 was a global simulation of a coronavirus outbreak that began in Brazil in the simulation. So in New York, the United Nations, the Rockefeller Foundation, they simulated what would happen in a global pandemic. And then a few weeks later, it happened. And both according to Hollywood and the governmental simulation, people are lining up to take the vaccinations just like they were showing. But what I did, the mistake I made, I wanted to see that, not on the YouTube clip, I wanted to see it in our, we have this thing called Fire Stick and we have VidAngel. So we don't get the foul language, we don't get sexual scenes on anything that we were to watch. And I wanted to see that scene with John Cusack telling them what was happening. So I put it on and watched the episode. It was the final episode. But the satanic grossness of that, don't you dare, if you can, avoid it, the satanic evil, the grossness, how they use little children how for these vile parts, and the vicious, it was like a silent movie in some parts. They had to blank out all the stuff, and VidAngel does that. Thank God for VidAngel. But still, it was really demonic. And I saw in that how evil this world has become. I'm 58 years old. I've never seen anything like that ever before. That wicked, satanic, occultic, and the demons love it. I mean, they salivate and they suck the blood of that thing. No, the incubus spirit, right? That blood-sucking, zapping spirits. They get off on that stuff. Wicked. I hated it. And I, before the Lord, got up early this morning and said, Lord, forgive me for watching that. I let that into my home, even though there was no language, even though there was no sexual images. I let that into my home to try to see something. I'll never do it again. God forbid. I repent of doing something like that. But it wasn't bad that Don sent me the little clip so that we can expose these things. We have to be careful. We have to be careful. I did another thing last night that I feel very repentive of. We taught a very powerful Bible study by the grace of God and the Holy Spirit. But while I was ministering, you know, this happens to preachers. You're ministering, and all of a sudden you come into conflict with demonic warfare. It's as you're ministering, spiritual warfare comes around, and I was in about a 20-minute battle. As I was ministering the victorious word of God to encourage the saints of God, I got into a battle. And then my response to that battle is I started saying, you know, Satan is an idiot. And I realized immediately, I was convicted by the Holy Spirit when I stepped away from the pulpit, don't bring a railing accusation. And I wanted to, and I confessed last night to Patricia and I as we were going to the store afterwards, I confessed to God, Lord, forgive me for what I did there. We are not to bring a railing accusation calling the devil an idiot and stupid, and that was wrong. And that's because of the 20-minute battle I got into that position. I recognized it immediately and apologized. I will be apologizing to our church this weekend for doing that, because we don't need to do that. I certainly don't need to do that. It was a wrong response to the warfare. So I wanted to ask for forgiveness for that as well. This is this, and I guess God's using it for his glory to say, listen, this, we're in a real battle. And if you're a real Christian out there, you are in a battle. And we want to strengthen you. We want to encourage you. We want to build you up. We want to declare. But we don't want these little, you know, motivational, hey, we're going to win, you know, everything's okay. No, it's not like that, folks. There's something growing that wants to destroy your walk with God. There's something that is wanting to seek and seep into you. There's a force, there's something like a virus, a disease, a demon that's looking for access into your soul so they can corrupt your soul. And I'm telling you, the putting on the full armor of God is essential. Covered in the blood of Jesus, having the word of God to speak against demonic thoughts that are coming against your soul. Remember, in June this year, the LGBTQ community did have an agenda. It was to get the little children, which means they're going to be promoting laws to infiltrate schools and little children publicly and in churches everywhere. They're going after the children. But don't forget what happens. Well, because the world gave June to the LGBTQ community, as they're marching and parading all over the world, they are releasing more demonic spirit. And what you probably noticed in the last few weeks, if you're perceptive and you're awake, is the level of satanic thought that was going on. I mean, vile, blasphemous, filthy, unclean, wicked spirits voicing themselves in the atmosphere, seeking to take root and plant themselves in the mind of man. And you and I who are born again and fighting the good fight, contend with it and realize how much warfare there is. But can you imagine what's happening to people that are uncovered, unprotected, have no shield, have no immunity against it? They're just wide open to it. Those thoughts and those ideas and those mechanisms get into them. Before you know it, they're taken over by it. They're participating in it. They're drowned in perdition. No, it's real battle. It's real warfare. The natural war, China, Russia, all that stuff, that's a piece of cake in comparison to what's going on in the spiritual battle. Brother Don brought that up yesterday. And there's a depth to what was said. You have to run your race and you have to finish. The Apostle Paul said that he finished his course. He said, I have run my race and I'm now ready to be poured out on the altar of sacrifice. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. You are spoken of, and I'm just going to bring a little residual from yesterday. You are more than conquerors. Through Jesus Christ, he will always cause you to triumph in every battle. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Cling to your faith more than you cling to your guns. Cling to the grace of God more than the things of this world. Cling to Jesus Christ and let him live in you as an immunity. Live in him, wrapped up in him, and go live an abundant life. Do not be afraid, but be wise as serpents, gentle as doves, redeeming the days, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Redeem your time, the days are evil. Be watchful, be sober, be careful. Okay? In everything, by prayer and supplication, make your request known unto God with thanksgiving. There are scriptures that will encourage you for this moment. The days of going to church to have a 30-minute sermon, a Reader's Digest sermon, to just kind of pretend like there's nothing going on in the world is not helping anybody. Find a church where the Word of God is being taught. Find a church that operates in beautiful balance. The hardcore stuff, but then the glory of God. It has to balance. Everything has to balance. Know who you are in Christ. Know who you are. Gayla Lawrence says, you're speaking the truth. There are indeed demonic forces set out to derail and distract the saints. I have identified this in my own life. That's right. Gayla, you got it. They're everywhere. And they're coming stronger than ever before. Revelation chapter 9 talks about a pit opening. Before the great tribulation, a pit will open. And out of the pit, out of the furnace, out of the smoke, will come these locust demons that will sting men and will torment them for 5 months. And they will wish for death. I wonder if the sting of a vaccination, I wonder if it's the bite of a viper demon that got in there. I wonder what it is, because when they strike men, they're tormented for 5 months. They seek for death and death flees away from them. They can't escape the torment and they can't die. What's that all about? It's what's coming. They're not allowed to touch anybody that has the seal of God in their foreheads. They're not allowed to touch the sealed saints. Make you want to run your race a little bit more. Hey, I've got some calls coming in. If you would like to, Jody said, don't eat pork. Isn't that interesting? Now, Jody, somebody was not feeling well yesterday, and my wife had a word of knowledge, Patricia, and she asked the woman's husband, did your wife eat pork? I'm just looking at this, and Jody Keene, I believe she's from Florida, Jody's saying, don't eat pork, and I got to find out why she said that. That's crazy that that's there right now. So we're going to open the telephone lines up if you would like to call in and share any comments. You know, we would love to hear your voice. The number to call is 818-369-0326. When you dial that number, here, I'm going to put it on the screen for you just in case you want to write it down. Just dial this number that's on the screen, 818-369-0326. And then you have to do this, okay? I'm going to shift it. You have to press 1. So there's the number. You press 1. And I'll bring you into the conversation. Many of you that chat, we'd love to hear your voice, want to hear what God's doing, what God's saying to you, through you, so we could all be encouraged, okay? So there it is, 818-369-0326. Press 1 on your dial pad. We'll bring you into the conversation. And Terry Shannon, thank God you people have a preacher who preaches end times. Thank you, Terry. That's a compliment. Michelle Brown, yes, they have. Jody Keene, earthquakes show up a few days ago in North Florida on East Coast. Saw it on a map. So I wonder if that earthquake is what caused the collapse of the building this morning in Surf, I think it's called Surfside, Florida, by Miami. One person confirmed dead. If you're joining in late to the broadcast, you need to pick up the beginning of this broadcast. It's a three-story building collapse, one dead. No, it's a 12-story building, actually, that happened. And then we have the don't eat pork. Cigarettes do not make you demonic, Vincenzo. But they're not healthy for your lungs. Defile the temple of God and God will destroy you. Don't kill your lungs. Come on. But anyways, I get it. Can you be saved smoking cigarettes? You're saved through your faith in Jesus, but you're not made whole if you're still putting that stuff into your lungs, into your body. It's not the best thing in the world. Let's admit that at least. All right, so don't eat pork. That's not the best thing either. Brenda, true, Terry, read the word. Okay, we got this. It's okay to watch such things. God wants you to learn about your enemy. I already know him pretty well, and that stuff. I did learn something, so you're right about that. So who are the people listening to God or man? Most churches are preaching. Okay, preach, preach, preach. Now, let's do this. Okay. Saw a video with a person pouring Coca-Cola over it and maggots came leaching out of the meat. Ooh, that's the pork. Yuck. Let's take our first call this morning. So we're going to say good morning to our friends in South Dakota. I got to get this all going over here. Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Things are really going fast, aren't they, happenings?
Oh, man, are they ever.
Okay, I have something to share, but it's something that was given to a man by the name of Jeremiah Johnson, and I've seen him on a YouTube, but I do not know him personally at all. But okay. He got a dream in 3:30:20, so we're talking a good year and a half ago or more, and here's what he saw. He said, there's a rat in the White House. And now this dream that God gave him showed him who it was. He said, last night in my dream, I found myself at a White House briefing with Donald Trump. Now, he was the president, see? Mike Pence and Dr. Anthony Fauci, or however you pronounce his name. The president was making an announcement to the United States regarding the COVID-19. As he began to encourage the people with a message of hope and promise, suddenly this Dr. Fauci turned into a big rat the size of a human being. Alarmed, he said, this is all a dream from this Jeremiah Johnson. Alarmed, I ran to the side of the stage and saw a line of men dressed in fine clothes, many of them not American, who were standing behind the doctor handing him large sums of cash. Do you want me to do this, Vincent?
If you want to, sure.
Okay. God spoke to me immediately in the dream and said, even now there is a plot to turn the president into a political puppet. When I have given him, which would be Trump, a prophetic anointing to decree with authority, the month of April will determine the reelection of Donald Trump, as there is a satanic agenda being loosed upon the USA to cripple the economy and turn the people against the president. There are time frames that will seek to be stretched and moved far beyond my plans, says the Lord. God continued to speak to me. Watch the states. COVID-19 has opened up the door for great division and mutiny in the United States. It's already happened. Governors will oppose the president in the days ahead, and there will be a great spiritual battle for this nation. You must understand that this battle is concerning authority. You must pray that Donald Trump does not receive any counsel except by those whom I have sent to him. for I will expose every agenda and every plot of the enemy in the coming season. Now, this is interesting. Jezebel will be thrown down in Washington, D.C. That controlling, conniving, divisive, and seductive spirit that comes to, castrate this president will not win. They could not impeach him, so now they will attempt to publicly assassinate him through trapping him in his words and speech. He will decree, and then they will try to disarm. What comes out of the mouth of my people in these days will determine many days and seasons, says the Lord. Well, that's it. And I'm going to send you this because then you can read on later.
Okay. Yourself. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for sending it. Jeremiah Johnson, I saw him. He was very sincere about his repentance because he was one of those that declared Donald Trump would win the election, and he did not. And I don't know what he's saying today and where he's at today, but I want to comment on that, Kathy, in just a little bit. But first, let me take another call coming in. Thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Let's say good morning to area code 845. You're on the air. Welcome to the broadcast.
Vincenzo, Vinny Potts and Pans.
Vinny Potts and Pans, okay.
What are you doing over there?
I don't know, but I know you've been a police officer, and that's probably why you still are smoking your nerves in New York being a police officer. I don't know. What's going on? What's going on, Vinny? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, God bless you.
Oh, God bless you, my man. It's so wild how in sync we are, like with synchronicity going on right now. You know, a lot of the saints around the world, guaranteed, everybody's receiving signals and everybody's purpose in their walk seems to all be like connecting like a puzzle piece. You know, you're a piece of a puzzle, so am I, and so on and so forth. But in my comment in the chat there, one of the first phone calls I think that we had when I was saying, you know, when COVID was just coming out and I was saying that, you know, what are they, you know, you see all these people lining up to get tests. Now, there is that video on my channel. It's under my playlist called The Christian's Lounge. It's me and you on that conversation. And if you listen to that conversation that we had, and this is now over a year ago, well, just about, I was saying, what are they doing with the DNA? What are they doing with these tests? And I said, all these people you see them, they're all lined up. I said, you know, they're doing a DNA database collection. And sure enough, last week, that the 23andMe, and that is the company that I stated. I made a joke about it because Eddie Murphy made a joke about it. He said, you know, there's this new company out there called 23andMe, and now people, 23 kids or whatever says that now their father is me. So they just went public, meaning on stock market. And I saw on one of the, I think it was like, you know, one of the market channels, like Fox Business News or something like that, that they was talking to the CEO of the company. So she brought it public, and their whole objective now is medical care designing by your DNA. And I said, well, they only got that because of all these tests that people were doing with the COVID. I don't know. You got to look it up, and yeah. I don't know if you're really understanding that, but yeah. And
so what you're saying is a DNA bank that they're storing people's DNA through 23andMe. They're taking
correct.
People's DNA, and what are they doing with that DNA?
The DNA is now they're going to look at you. So let's just say they got your DNA on file, right?
Okay.
I know they don't. They don't have mine,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
And so now that everybody who participated in getting tests for COVID when they shoved that damn thing up people's noses or up their
yeah.
butt, whatever the hell they did,
yeah.
Now they got their DNA, and so now they got their makeup. Now, you see, that's how they could make the viruses, curtailed to,
okay. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
So where's the weakness in, you know, where's the common denominator of all these DNAs? And okay, let's try this, let's try that with that. And that lady was right on the last phone call with the rat Fauci. He is a human walking rat demon. He really is.
Yeah.
But 23andMe says now they've went public because now they're going to try to customize people's medical care through what they have through their DNA and what's hereditary through their DNA. And to me, if you really – I forget what movie it was. It was a movie where people were – you know, like if your DNA said you're going to die of a heart attack by 50 – then, like, you're a subclass human, you know what I mean? Like, it's only that certain DNA that they look for, and then they weed out people and whatnot.
And
it really is that way. It really is. I'm telling you, there's something about the DNA process, and that's what all those tests were about.
And you should
listen to that phone call. You should really listen to that phone call. We were spot on with it.
Okay, well, I want to get that, and it is so satanic because that was Adolf Hitler's idea about the white superior race, the blonde hair, the blue eyes, and everybody else was to be dehumanized.
Yep.
But it's also utopia, the exact same thing. You know, what are you doing to earn your place in this world in which we live? And, the useless eaters, it all goes back to that whole philosophy that, again, has been circling our societies around the world.
Yeah, like designing like a human robot. In a way, you know, like just to keep, you know, instead of just, in, you know what I mean, like just let it be normal.
And
plus, like I said, oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and that's because they do not value the soul that God sees as so precious, a soul that he gave his son to purchase the soul. So they're looking at it from a physical, destroy the body, but Satan knows destroy the soul as well. And but that soul of man, whether you're going to live to be 20, 30, or you're 10 years old or whatever, the soul is eternal, and it's beautiful that God wants it to be saved. Yeah. Okay.
Correct. And that's, you know, we all know, you know, we've come for a purpose in life. Now, that purpose we learn along the way. Sometimes our purpose here is short, and sometimes it's very, very long. Sometimes, you know, but we're all in the understanding that we will return to him because we all have a life's purpose here. We all walk a path here on the earth where once you become born again, you know, you're born in sin, you go through your bullshit, and sorry to curse, but, you know, all the other nonsense stuff. But once you do realize what you'll, you know, maybe not so much your life's purpose or true calling, but once you start to walk with him, talk with him, not be looking at the worldly thing, turning off that television, really getting yourself divulgent and you know, being within nature, you know, that is just the best thing one can do for their soul. And then they have that connection with him and not to worry about anything. That's why I was joking about the cigarette smoking, you know. I mean, if you're positive and you walk with Christ, there is no disease that's ever going to be coming about you. So you'll never have cancer. You'll never have any of these ailments and whatnot. And I tell you what, Vincenzo, I was, quote-unquote diagnosed with different things from being at Ground Zero at 9/11 on the day of, which coincidentally we always seem to be coming back and around to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here I am, one of your guys as a saint now, and I don't have any of that. I mean, not according to the doctors. I know through Jesus Christ that I don't have any of the symptoms anymore.
Praise the Lord.
You know?
Praise the Lord.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's really good stuff.
You'd be surprised being positive and not – and because God doesn't want you to be miserable. He wants you to really enjoy. He wants you to really experience heaven on earth. He really does.
Yeah,
you know?
Amen. And that's an intrinsic, internal – quality. It's something that complements the Father's heart, is his inward purification, his holiness. He loves that. And it's living a joyful life in the Lord. And we are. We're all getting cleaned up, Vinny. And praise God that your faith in Jesus Christ is enabling you to have truly an abundant life. and yet we continue to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Amen?
Yeah, and amen. And you know what? Everybody else is running around the world like, oh, what's going on? I'm like, what's next? This is exciting. People say, like, you know, 2020 is the worst year, 2021, all things are getting worse. And I got to tell you, Vincenzo, the past 2 years here now, it's been the best time of my life. And I've had a lot of fun throughout my life. But I'm just saying, like, I mean, this is like getting closer to God. I've become more closer in 2 years to God and knowing more about what is really going on in the world as opposed to, you know, growing up and, you know. And I tell you, something's up with that Pope. Something's up with that guy. I don't like him. I tell you, I grew up Catholic.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't like just some. I'm starting to get a really wise to what the heck's going on with that guy, and that whole system over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do. Something to really talk about. We need to have that conversation. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Vinny,
oh yeah.
So great to hear from you, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, same here. I just think I'd just drop you a line, and you know, yeah. I'm in and out here and there, but. You know, I know one day we're going to meet, and, you know, I have a feeling that, you know, with the sewn into the ministries and this and that, I know something big is coming my way and your way too, but I'm saying, you know, this is just the begin. This is just the start. This is a little taste of what's really beautiful that's going to come for us
Amen.
In the coming days. It really
Amen.
Is coming, Ben. It really is.
Amen.
All
I
right?
believe it. All right, brother. Love you. God bless you.
All right.
Vinny
I love
Fox
you. God
fans.
Bless you. God bless everybody else there, you know, everybody in the chat. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you soon.
Very good. All right. Vinny Pots and Pans. Make sure you go check out his YouTube channel, Vinny Pots and Pans. He's got some fun stuff up there, a lot of musical stuff. You know, there is a divine, genuine purpose that God has for every one of us. There is an active force to destroy and interfere with that purpose. You have to guard your heart with all your strength. Guard your heart, for out of it flow the issues of life. Watch yourself. Guard yourself against these invasive things. Now, what I hear Vinny saying, what I see in the spirit, what I see in my spiritual eye, is that we live in this world and we're walking. All these beings, we're walking. There's infestation everywhere. There's plague. There's pestilence. But we're walking with Christ in us right through it. And we have the immunity, the divine immunity, that we're not being affected by it. Now that is kind of like, what are we going to say? Neo. What was the name of that movie where Neo, he grows up. And he lives inside, and none of it has any power, the Matrix, right? So here you have, again, another Hollywood movie showing things in the future, how things could be. Because the preachers and the church have been so something, and most of the people were going, man, I'm so bored at church, I'm going to go turn on the Matrix. I'm going to go turn on one of these shows. I'm getting more out of Hollywood's visualization of the future than the preachers are showing me in the Bible. And I'm not saying that's the right thing. I think what we preachers can do is show through the Word of God the things that are coming through the biblical lens. Through the biblical lens. Got another call coming in. Area code 605. Looks back our friends in South Dakota. Yes, good morning. God bless you. Is this Brother Ken?
Yes, it is.
All right. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. What Benny was bringing out, it turns out that we have two large hospitals in the Sioux Falls area. It turns out that between the two of them, they've taken over almost every hospital within 100 miles of Sioux Falls. Sanford, which is one of them, has built a brand new building a few years ago. And that is what Vinny was talking about. It's, you can go over there, you can be tested for your DNA. They say, we will be treating you if you do this, which will make it easier for them to be able to diagnose what is wrong with you. And I have been approached several times when I've been to just a regular doctor or whatever, dermatologist or whatever, And every time it's brought up that I can do this, and I've refused it every time. I have no intentions of letting them work off from my DNA or whatever they're going to do with it.
Now, Ken, is it possible that every time somebody goes in and gets a withdrawal of blood, that they could illegally take that vial of blood and DNA it and store it away? Is that possible? Is that how it works?
Well, I don't know what all they do there. They're talking DNA, but I mean, are they working with other things? Are they taking other things? I have not gone over there, so I don't know. And they don't use the word necessarily DNA. They tell us that this is, they have another name, and to be truthful, I can't remember what it was,
yeah.
But I have no intentions of entering those doors. And I do feel that, yes, maybe that's where a sample of each blood test that does, or each blood draw that goes to, I don't know. And maybe I'll check into it and try to find out without committing myself.
Yeah, there you go. Don't get caught. Don't get caught. You stay healthy out there.
I am. Thank you. Praise God.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
for
you
sharing.
For your message. And
thank you
for your ministry.
Thank you, Ken. God bless you. I appreciate it. All right. We're all trying to get not caught here. How do I want to leave the broadcast today? Remember, the lines are open. If you have a question, a comment, something you'd like to share, you can always call 818-369-0326. Press 1 on your dial pad. I'll bring you right in. How do we close out a broadcast like this? How do we say to the body of Christ, be built up, be edified, be encouraged? And where does that actually come from? It comes through the relationship that you have with God because of his son's death on the cross, and through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you have been linked into God. You have been unioned with Christ, reconciled by Jesus Christ unto the Father. You have been DNA'd into him. His DNA is in you. Stay close to him in your relationship, in your heart, in your mind. Let him take full integration. Let Jesus integrate within you. Let the Word of God integrate. Let the words of God, the spirit of the words of God, integrate into the organic reality of who you are. Man, the world is fast forward, way beyond anything in our own intelligence we could even begin to understand what they're doing. But there is a higher intelligence with God. That intelligence is within you. You should know by now. You can do this, don't do that. Do this, don't do that. Stay close, keep in the Word, continue to fellowship with other believers around the world. Thanks for tuning in, and thank you, by the way, for those of you I've been told to do this, those of you that would like to support this ministry, and for those of you that have, thank you for hearing my cry a couple of days ago, and about four of you have responded, and we thank you for your response to ministering financially to this radio ministry. Thank you for your gift and your offering. It has not yet reached to where we want it to be. We need to get to that place where we could pay every month here, and we're behind about 4 months. And so that's about a $2,800 catch-up we need to do. We're going to continue to do what we do, but if you would like to support this ministry, you could go to any one of our websites. There's one on the screen right now, www.nwmglobal.org. And if you go to nwmglobal.org, there is a donation tab. You could also go to the omegaradio.org. That's omegaradio.org. And there is a donations tab there. So those are our websites, nwmglobal.org and omegaradio.org. They both have places to give donations. One of the easier things that we're finding out is if you have a smartphone, you go to the Apple app store on your phone and type in the church app. And then you find the little one that's it's purple with a white cross in it. It's the church app. You click on that. You find your church by typing in New Wine Ministries. or New Wine Ministry. There's only one, so it shouldn't be that difficult to find. And then you'll have that on your phone. You follow the process. You can give that way as well. So also for those of you that would like to mail in an offering or a gift, there is a P.O. Box. It's P.O. Box 100, and that is in Decatur, Arkansas. The zip code is 72722. So if you would like to mail in a gift to the ministry, you want to just bless the ministry, you want to just send an offering, maybe you want to give a tithe, or you just want to undergird the financial cost every month, you could send that to P.O. Box 100, Decatur, Arkansas, AR 72722. Thank you so much, and that's going to be that for that. Right now on OmegaRadio.org or Omega Radio, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, a roundtable discussion in Jesus' name. Patricia Joy wrote a book called Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights. You need to get a copy if you want to know how to be effective in spiritual warfare. That's what we talked about for the last hour and a half, spiritual warfare. Patricia wrote a book called Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights. It's all about equipping the saints for the battle that we are in. If you want to be encouraged, it's very balanced, it's pure, it's anointed, it's a book. You can get it online for like $3, I think, $3.99. I don't know what it is, but for a donation to the ministry, get one of the books, Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights. But now there's an actual roundtable discussion on Omega Radio where they actually read the book, a part of it, and then they discuss it. And there's about 15 different episodes that I keep running on Omega Radio 24/7. So get there right now. We're going to have a blessed day. You have a blessed day. Consider what you heard today. Keep it in your prayers. Have a blessed Thursday. I'm Pastor Vince. I'm going to go now. Have a super blessed day. Bye-bye.